Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. In Ventura County, job growth in hospitality is second only to the growth of jobs in healthcare. According to the latest employment reports, there are over 35,000 lodging and hospitality jobs in Ventura County. Recognizing the need to have a strong workforce pipeline for talent, local employers are working with educators to develop career readiness programs in hospitality. Here to talk about that effort are members of the WIB's Clean Green Committee, which includes hospitality in its work. We have Victor Dollar, Vice President of Sales of Brighton Management and member of the WIB. Also, Rebecca Evans, Executive Director of the Ventura County Lodging Association. Thanks for coming in this morning, and good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Always great to see you. Victor, let's start off with you. What's the driving force? What is driving the rapid growth of the hospitality industry in Ventura County?
I think really the driving force would be recognition. A lot of it started way back with Workforce and Investment Board marketing the Ventura Grows business. And then we had the Lodging Association that formed 4 years ago, which now is putting $1.5 million per year just in recognition of the Camarillo, Oxnard, and Ventura areas.
That's remarkable. Rebecca, what types of careers are in the hospitality industry? Somebody thinking about going in there, what kind of jobs and careers can they look forward to?
Well, in Ventura County, there's tourism and the travel industry, which has a lot of, you know, ties like to the harbor, that sort of thing. Museums and winery, we kind of consider hospitality. And then there is the hotel industry, which has a level of like human resources, food and beverage, accounting, facilities management, all kinds of things that you can get involved in.
Who would have thought, you know, 20 years back that wineries would become, especially in the Southern California area, but there's many of them, and that's a huge business right now. Let's go back to Victor. What are the essential skills needed to be successful in hospitality? What type of work experience does somebody have to have, and maybe some education too?
Well, you know, I think really your biggest thing is your attitude. I mean, we're working in hospitality, and obviously we're working with guests, you know, of different factions. So the best thing I could do is have a smile on their face and be able to listen and show a little empathy when there is issues. So I think attitude is probably number one. The skills itself, we can teach the skills. Most everybody out of high school now knows basic computer operations, so we've got that. And it's really your interest. I mean, we've got a wide variety in a hospitality business. I mean, it goes from food and beverage to front desk, to operations, to sales. So there's so many interest points that it really comes down to attitude and do you like working with people.
And if you look at hospitality in Southern California, so many people visiting from other countries too, much less just from place. You really have to have a handle on how to deal with different people, you know, from youngsters to older folks, people who might not even communicate in English.
And that's true because, you know, you've got folks that maybe came over on a long flight or mm-hmm. they've had been in a traffic jam. Anybody driving through L.A. knows that. So in order to recognize that and to help them and appreciate, you know, them, they are what's making the payroll for the folks. So if they can take care of the guest, they'll work out well in hospitality.
Yeah, wedding, stressed out bride, drunk groom. that must be interesting just in itself. Rebecca,
yes.
When we talk about Ventura County employers and educators, how are they working together to prepare the local talent for careers in hospitality?
Well, I'm extremely proud to be part of the WIB. We are taking local business people, hooking them with the college industry, such as the Oxnard College. We actually have started a hospitality hotel career pathway so that they can actually work together. There's also the Channel Island University is always at the table, so you have students that are wanting to grow into the hospitality. Ventura County Adult Education is seriously looking at this in all different ways, such as culinary and then also the hospitality areas in different ways. And then also we hook with VC Innovates, which is a employer-tied they connect the employers with the students through career pathways in all different ways. So there's just several levels in all different things that people want to do.
So Victor, as a hotel executive and employer, what would be your response to a job applicant who has completed a career readiness program in hospitality?
Well, to me, that shows commitment. You know that they've started something and they've finished it. And obviously, if they've completed that program, they really should know what the job's all about. So, to me, once the completion is done and they've went and applied for that job, that just shows me they're very interested in one of the areas in the hospitality business.
Yeah, it's one thing just to go apply for a job, but when you can come in and tell somebody a little bit about their business, if you have that knowledge, that probably helps out quite a bit.
Yes, and I think the commitment of finishing those classes, shows that they really not only know what is upcoming, they have committed that this is a career opportunity.
Excellent. Rebecca, if someone wants to learn more about careers in hospitality, what's a good place to start?
I'm going to give you VenturaCountyWest.com. Under the career section, it actually has a section at the bottom of the page that you can click on and get more information about the industry sectors. Under industry sector right there, it gives you an aptitude test. So it kind of shows you what you can, what you're interested in. Under Discover Tourism at the bottom of the page, it has a list of questions. So you have a lot of different things that you can learn about yourself, your personality, and if you're tied into hospitality and it would be a good career for you.
Yeah, should you be back doing the books because you're that person, or should you be up front handling all the personalities you're going to get?
Absolutely.
Now, Rebecca, how long have you been in the area?
I've actually lived here for 30 years.
Oh, so you're a personality. It's interesting because we go back, and Victor, you've been in this area just about as long as I have. I came in 61 with my parents when I was a kid, and my dad worked with the Jans Corporation. So the other dynamic that's pretty interesting, you do have some people who are just flying through town. They want to stop in, just get the overnighter at, just more of a nice place to stay. But then you also have the level where you do have some people who, have to be treated at a higher level, executives that come through. And it seems like we have done a good job on that lately, that we have, the typical family traveling, and we also have facilities that will handle people that are, up executives. Amgen coming in alone changed the game for a lot of people that run hotels.
It really has, and I think you're right. We've got a wide variety. We've got the Marriotts, the Embassy Suites, and we've got, Motel 6. So we've got enough in the hospitality and all of Ventura County to accommodate all of their needs.
Yes, and if anybody writes a book, I always thought limo drivers and hotel people could write some pretty interesting stories on what you've seen over the years.
Absolutely. There's a lot of secrets that in the hospitality, we know the secrets. So
can you give us one?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a secret.
That's right. Then it wouldn't be. Yeah, if you put it out here on 1590 KVTA. Well, it's great to have you folks here, and it is a it's a 24/7 business. If they need employees constantly.
Absolutely.
In this industry. So if somebody does want to break in, also I imagine offers up for travel. If somebody starts with a good group, they might end up getting transferred somewhere. But I'm trying to figure who wants to get transferred out of Ventura County. Mm-hmm. There's probably a lot of people that want to join us here. So that's great. And it's good to have you folks here. Victor Dollar, also Rebecca Evans. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for coming in. If you have some need for more information on hospitality careers, sounds like a great way to go. Go to www.venturacountywest.com. That's www.venturacountywest.com and click on careers. Also, if you are an employer who would like to help grow the workforce in Ventura County, you are welcome to attend a WIB Industry Sector Committee meeting. For meeting dates, go to the WIB website, www.wib.ventura.org. Again, that is www.wib.ventura.org. The phone is 383-4550. And again, thank you very much for coming in this morning, and look forward to having you in with a WIB Wednesday again in the near future.
Thank you.
We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
And here we are at 8:51 at News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Now, the KVTA.